Is your website purdy?
Mind your business.
Does it work right?
Mind your business.
Can people find it?
Mind your business.
Man, I've got certain information.
If you answered no, or kinda, to any of these questions, you came to the right podcast, because we're going to help you mind your business. Here's your host, the lexical cognizant and SEO director guy of Mind Development and Design, Mark Boyd.
Welcome to this week's Mind Your Business podcast, presented by the minds at Mind Development and Design and the good people with Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you for checking us out on iTunes and Stitcher. And as always, for the love on Pinterest, thank you, of course, to Whiff Roasters in Lititz, PA. I'm loving the coffee and chicory blend again this week. Thanks for keeping me caffeinated. Good stuff. Want to give a quick shout out to Ed England and Score of Lancaster, as well as all of the independent business folks who came out this past Tuesday morning to our Google Analytics presentation. And by our, I mean our social media swami, Chris Bradley, and I. We had a good time with that presentation and fielded some really nice questions. How about that, Chris? That was fun, huh?
Yeah, I really enjoyed that, Mark, and thanks to them for having us in. It was a really engaged audience, and I think they were able to take a lot away from the presentation, which is great.
It is. It's good stuff. And you're going to be talking with us today, a little Instagram and a little Facebook. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, Mark, today just going to talk about two recent announcements from Instagram and from Facebook and what each announcement means for businesses and for marketers. I'll start with Instagram. It's been a couple of weeks since Instagram has announced their carousel ads feature that they are slowly rolling out to business accounts who are looking to get more exposure and referral traffic on the social platform. I thought it was important to mention on the podcast today, since so many small and medium-sized businesses are participating in Instagram. The following is taken straight from the Instagram blog announcement. They said, the carousel ads give brands more flexibility in telling their story by allowing people who view their ads to swipe left to see additional images and link to a website of the brand's choice.
Yeah.
Instagram likens carousel ads to bringing the potential of multi-page print campaigns to the mobile phone. What I think is important about the intro of carousel ads is that Instagram received feedback from their users, and those users told them that they are interested in learning more about a brand or product after they have been inspired by a sponsored photo or video, which, mm-hmm. I mean, I think both of us can agree that's pretty cool that Instagram actually took that input from their customers before they jumped on the carousel ads feature.
Most definitely. It doesn't always happen. And, you know, we know how, you know, how people don't want to be inundated with advertisements in social media forums.
Yes, and it might be one of the main reasons why Instagram is one of the most popular platforms, social platforms out there right now, because they aren't inundating anybody with advertisements. And I think even with the carousel ads, it's going to look very natural in the timeline. It's not going to be like, yeah, bam, here's an ad. You know, it's going to be very natural, which I can appreciate that as being I use Instagram pretty heavily myself. So let's talk about the direct application of the carousel ads for small and medium-sized businesses. Let's use our company, Mind Development Design, as an example. We offer internet marketing services, so I envision our carousel having four separate images. One image for our website design development services, one for our SEO services, another for our content marketing services, and an image dedicated to our social media marketing services.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fifth and final slide will provide a link to our website to learn more about these services. For a custom home builder, they might show different models that they provide or that they built. A landscape designer could focus on different services like hardscaping, turf management, etc. But the key here is that they will allow you to now have a link on the images that you can then measure in your analytics. So up till this date, the only place where you could have a link on your Instagram business account was in the profile itself. But now with these ads, they're allowing you to have a direct link on the final slide that can take people to whatever destination you choose.
That's sweet.
It could be a landing page. It could be, you know, an email sign up. It could just be your website. Obviously, that just depends on the business, but yeah, that is sweet. Three important takeaways for our listeners who may be considering investing in this new feature. The first is images have to be professional quality. Don't just throw any old image into the ad, especially ones that were taken on the fly with a cell phone. And basically, this applies to the images that you share on the platform in general.
True.
You know, number two, Instagram is just a tool to get your message out there, so you must have a clear message that entices the Instagram users who are viewing the ad to want to click on the link on the last image to learn more about your company and its products and services. And measure the number of referrals coming to your website from Instagram. If you have no intention of measuring the ads, I would recommend that you do not invest in this advertising option.
It's such a great point. It seems to some people listening, they may think, well, that's obvious, but then, you know, you really need to scrutinize your own methods and all, because not everybody is measuring ads, and maybe the methods you're using could use some refining. But if you don't have a way to measure, then why are you even doing it? Because you can't track anything.
Exactly. And most of the social media professionals out there who are working with brands will tell you that the biggest frustration with Instagram is actually being able to measure the referrals to the website, because, again,
sure,
they're not really providing you with a lot. Sure, you can look at likes and comments and how many people are sharing it. There's like some really cool apps out there like Repost It, where I can share other brands' photos on my Instagram account. But again, being able to go into your referral or into your acquisition in Google Analytics and see that Instagram is actually a referral website now is really good. Instagram has a very good video showing an example of a carousel ad on their announcement post, which I will share on the podcast page this week.
Nice. So what about Facebook? This topic data.
Yeah, topic data was just announced last week. You know, information is power, and Facebook continues to power its advertisers with deeper and deeper data. This actually was taken from the Facebook post announcing topic data, where they say topic data shows marketers what audiences are saying on Facebook about events, brands, subjects, and activities, all in a way that keeps personal information private.
Huh.
The takeaway here is that Facebook is going to provide companies, businesses, marketers, advertisers with even more data about their audience than what they are currently providing, if you can actually believe that there's more out there. But there is. If somebody talks about their favorite soft drink or automobile on their personal page, or in a comment in another person's status update, or shares an image or whatever, then Facebook can provide that information to the respective industry. There is a certain level of anonymity to this. So basically, Facebook saying they're not sharing who is sharing this information. Like, everything's still anonymous, but they are providing some of this data through to the marketers about different things that are being spoken about. The world of social intelligence is growing, and I do think that this is big news. But I am a bit reluctant to get too excited about it just yet. TechCrunch reported that DataSift, the company that Facebook is partnering with that's going to gather the data, will actually charge analytics firms a fee for queries, who will then mark up that price and sell it to the brands. So I'm not concerned with them charging for the data. What I am concerned about is whether this will be yet another important feature that only big brands will be able to afford to take advantage of. You know, that's definitely a concern of mine.
It goes back to the whole point of this keeping the playing field level for everybody and not giving an advantage to the businesses that have the bigger budgets.
Yes. And I do see Facebook providing this as additional target information on their ads platform, maybe more so in the Power Editor.
Mm-hmm.
But again, it's kind of the post that they shared was kind of vague in how this is all going to work. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I have read a couple posts about topic data, but what I haven't seen is anybody talking about how this data can help businesses' other marketing initiatives. So on a brighter side, if this data is available to small and medium-sized businesses, I think you'll be able to use this data to your benefit for other marketing strategies and campaigns. So let me clarify what I mean there. Facebook is providing you with data about your audience, and it's been related via Facebook. But Why can't you use that data about your core audience, those that are talking about your business and brand, in your other marketing initiatives? I mean, like Google Analytics, this data is priceless to understanding and embracing your audience of existing customers. So that's one area where I could see it being beneficial above and beyond what Facebook itself.
No doubt.
I think we'll just have to keep our eyes on this and let it shake out before we get too excited or shook up about it. Facebook did say that they're rolling this out slowly in the U.S. and U.K., so I think it's going to be several months until we get a whole lot more clarification on exactly what it's going to entail and how it's going to work. But I felt like it was important to mention because it is it's a pretty big feature for them to announce.
Chris, thank you again for coming in and sharing this info with us.
Yes, thank you, Mark. Always a pleasure.
And we'll be right back after this.
Three words. Mind your
roadhouse.
Sometimes cheap is good, but isn't your website too important to trust to some cheap web host? Like a really great cup of fresh coffee, sometimes it's worth paying a few cents more. If you're tired of downtime and slow performance, it's time for a better web host. Fresh Roasted Hosting's accelerated web hosting means your pages load faster and can handle more traffic, while their virtual and dedicated servers mean you've got room to grow. Best of all, every hosting service is backed by 24-hour support and a 99.9% uptime SLA. And thanks to their Tier 2 data centers in Texas and Pennsylvania, Fresh Roasted Hosting delivers a full range of hosting solutions. Accelerated web hosting, domain names, private servers, even co-location services. They've got you covered. Your website is too important to trust to some cheap web host. Upgrade to Fresh Roasted Hosting today and use promo code FRESH2014 to save 10% on any new hosting service. Visit FreshRoastedHosting.com today. Terms and conditions apply. See FreshRoastedHosting.com for complete details.
If you have a question you want answered on a future podcast, visit MindDND.com/podcast and click on the Podcast Questions Ask Now button. We love your questions. Keep them coming.
And we are back on the Mind Your Business podcast. I want to mention again what an honor and a privilege it was for Chris and I to do the Google Analytics presentation this past Tuesday for the Lancaster chapter of SCORE. What a great group of people. What a great discussion. And they asked some really great questions. By the way, if you're listening to this and you're starting up an independent business, I highly recommend you contact your local SCORE chapter. Doesn't cost you money. Just some very well-invested time to show you the ropes of how to get your business properly organized to function for success. Hey, that's what we did here at Mind, and we're quite happy that we did. Now, I mentioned that some great questions were asked, and I'm going to address a couple of them here. First question. We hear this one a lot, too. How do I use Google Analytics to make money? Well, I've got good news and bad news for you here. Bad news first. Google Analytics won't make you money, and you really don't want to look at it literally like that. Now, I understand what you're asking, but it's important to understand first that Google Analytics won't make you money. That's the bad news. The good news is that Google Analytics allows you to monitor behavior that leads to you making money. You can monitor your traffic, where it's coming from, how long people are staying on your site, and what pages are of most interest to them. What you want to do in terms of money making, if you want to track this with regard to Google Analytics, follow these simple instructions. Log in to your Google Analytics dashboard. On the top navigation bar, next to the Google Analytics logo on the top left of your screen, click on Admin. Now, on that next screen, look at the far right-hand column, and the third selection down should be Goals. Click on Goals. On that next screen, you will then see a rectangular red button that says New Goal. Click on New Goal. Next, you want to give your goal a name, like Contact Form Completion. Like if you have a contact form on your site, you want to track how many people actually complete it. Give it a name like Contact Form Completion. Then select your parameters that define an actual goal completion. For our purposes here, we'll use the first selection that you'll see, which is destination. Now, destination is a specific destination URL on your website, which we will approach with more detail in the next step. Just click destination for now in this case. And that destination URL will probably be something like a contact us page with a short form that they can fill out. So once you make that selection, click the next step button. On this next page, you'll actually set your goal parameters, the actual parameters of your goal. If your goal is to determine how many people fill out your contact form completely, then enter the complete URL of your site page where the contact form is located. The next selection is to assign a monetary value to this conversion. Unless you have a specific value that this particular conversion will deliver to you, I suggest you leave this function off. Now finally, you can enter a funnel property. This is key because once people fill out your contact form, they are usually taken to a URL on their site. Like if they click, you know, the submit button, they'll usually be taken to a URL on your site that says something to the effect of thank you or thank you for contacting us. You want to enter that final URL of that thank you page here, because this tells Google Analytics that someone has actually completed the process of filling out your contact form and submitting it because they've been brought to that page. This will prevent people who don't complete the form from showing up in your completed stats and basically skewing your results. From there, just click Create Goal, and you can now track this in your analytics. Now, will this in and of itself make you money? Of course not. But it will allow you to more specifically track the behavior of your visitors that leads you to making money. Now, finally, the second question from our score presentation that we'll approach here is this one. Sometimes I have a one-day spike in my traffic. Where does it come from? Another great question, because the truth is it could come from several places. So there's not a definitive answer to this question. So here's the thought process you want to use to figure it out. Number one, have you written a blog post that has attracted a lot of attention and potentially links from social media and other websites? If you have, then congratulations. Great work. You've written something that has struck a chord with a lot of people and is probably bringing new users to your site and is inspiring people to share that information. Now, secondly, have you or your chosen business arena been in the news locally or nationally recently? More than likely, you already know the answer to this, but sometimes we get caught up in our own work so much that we don't see when this happens. So make sure you're on top of this. Then third, are you getting a lot more mobile traffic? You can look at your mobile channel in Google Analytics to figure this one out. Since Google is emphasizing the ease of mobile search and making a major algorithm change shortly, this could be a happy circumstance for you. Really could. Now fourth, are you getting a lot more referral traffic? You can look at your referral channel in Google Analytics and figure this out as well. If you've been cultivating relationships with other relevant websites, this could be a source of a spike. Although this usually isn't the case, and you really don't want a spike as a result of referrals, as it could raise a red flag with Google. Now, fifth, are you getting a lot more organic traffic? If this is the case, then you want to revisit answers 1 and 2, because sudden spikes in organic traffic are usually caused by one of these. And finally, six, if these don't answer your question, simply look at all of your channels in Google Analytics. You should see a comparative spike in one of those channels to provide your answer. There is the occasion where you may not be able to find an answer to the question. There are anomalies that happen. But in most cases, you should see some kind of a comparative spike in one of those channels that will give you an answer. Thank you again for tuning in to the Mind Your Business podcast presented by Mind Development and Design and our friends at Fresh Roasted Hosting. Thank you, Whiff Roasters in Lititz, Pennsylvania, for keeping me caffeinated with that awesome coffee and chicory blend. Thank you for listening on iTunes and Stitcher and for spreading the love on Pinterest. Thank you again to Ed England and the Lancaster chapter of SCORE. Thanks for being here. We'll see you again next week.
From the minds at Mind Development and Design, thank you for joining us today. Until next week, make sure you mind your business.
Ow! Roadhouse.